Imagine you were an 18-year-old American student and you went off to study at a university in China that taught economics, biology, and all the other subjects in Chinese. Then imagine on top of that, navigating the legal and cultural differences to start your own business. For most of us, it would be a daunting challenge to say the least, and more likely just too difficult to even attempt. But at Michigan State University, some Chinese international students are up to the challenge. The number of businesses owned by Chinese international students has grown with the Chinese student population. In 2006, there were fewer than 600 Chinese international students at MSU. Today, there are more than 4,000. Current State's Yensia Wang shares why some of these students are taking their experience abroad beyond the classroom.
Workers of the Oriental Mart on Grand River in East Lansing are cutting vegetables and packaging meat to stock the shelves. The store's owner, Ko Bowen, keeps up with the busy traffic, monitoring inventory, meeting with employees, and jumping back to the register if customers line up. A store owner by day, Bowen has another identity.
I'm currently still in school, but I take last year off. I'm in supply chain major.
But Bowen hadn't let his lack of a diploma stifle his entrepreneurial spirit. In addition to the Oriental Mart, Bowen also owns the Great China Market on Trowbridge Road. And 3 years ago, he opened his first local business, Street A Bookstore, on Grand River, after being denied a part-time cafeteria job on campus.
One time I want to sell back my textbook, they gave me very cheap. I think I can do that too and do a better job than them. So later on, we ran the bookstore.
Bowen is not alone. Other Chinese MSU students have opened karaoke lounges, restaurants, and even a car dealership.
Since I was a freshman, then I remember my first car is a Dodge Caliber.
That is Hua Qiang, a senior accounting major at MSU from Shanghai. Today, he's inspecting a 2011 Honda Accord that he hopes to add to his inventory at his dealership called the Spartan Auto Collection. He started his business after losing $2,000 when trading in his car to a local dealer.
So, like, why not I open a dealership that I can drive any car I want.
Opening a business in a foreign country might seem daunting while in school, but to Peter Briggs, the director of MSU's Office of International Student and Scholars, Chinese students opening businesses is not a surprise.
Last year we had 2,800 Chinese undergraduates and about 800 Chinese graduate students. So with that number, it's understandable that a certain number are going to be creative and proactive and seeing opportunities and wanting to do something about it.
But being an international student adds some unique challenges. As Briggs explains, maintaining legal status while running a business can be tricky for those ambitious Chinese students.
Student visa does allow you to own a business. That's okay. But the student visa doesn't allow you to work for that business unless you have special permission. So you have to get what we call curricular practical training or optional practical training in order to be authorized to work off campus.
International students are only allowed to work on campus for a limited 20 hours a week during the school year with their student visa. Curriculum practical training allows students to work off campus while they are still in school. Once they graduate, however, they have to obtain what's called optional practical training in order to work part-time or full-time jobs. Peter Briggs again.
What good business person would ever own a business and open a business and then not work for it? And so it's a little bit hard to imagine that the students wouldn't really be, frankly, violating their student visas while they're working for their businesses, even though I think by law they are probably telling people that, no, I'm not working for the business.
Another challenge for foreign-born business owners, Bowen says, is building working relationships with local employees.
I think the main part is communicate with the local, you know, co-worker. That's really important. You have to show them you are professional to run the business. Otherwise, why they want to work for you?
Some Chinese students receive financial support from their parents who are thousands of miles away. That's how Hua Qiang got the startup money for his car dealership.
I was asking those kind of money for half a year because they did not trust me, like I can open, the business here.
There is a perception at MSU that some Chinese students come from wealth, and parents' financial support to open businesses just adds to that stereotype. That is also what Peter Briggs, the director of Office of International Students and Scholars, says he worries about.
If you see some very expensive cars and they're driven by Chinese students, that people jump to the wrong conclusion that all Chinese students are rich. And I think there are some students here who are rich, yes. But I think it's still a lot of middle-class Chinese students who are here that this is still expensive to pay out-of-state tuition and cover all their bills here.
Nie Xibei, another Chinese student, is Bowman's business partner at the Street A bookstore. Having managed it for 3 years, he feels that through experience, he has realized his full potential, including gaining confidence in himself and making his family see him differently.
Before I came here, my father called me like useless. They can just offer me the first year's tuition.
But in 3 years, he has been able to cover his own expenses, including tuition, rent, and a car payment. He also bought his mom a Tiffany ring and a Cadillac XTS. Besides his financial success, Xibei has built a reputation among many Chinese students at MSU.
They call me teacher, master like that. So I teach them like how the business is run.
However, Xibei's Street A bookstore partner, Ko Bowen, is not ready to consider himself a master.
You can't think about me doing a good job here because I took over others' business. They are successful already. So if 5 years later, 3 years later, I still run the store and become a better store, at that time you can say, oh, you are doing really good on your business.
But for Bowen, Xibei, Hua Qiang, and other Chinese students at MSU who have attempted to start businesses, building a better store seems like extra credit. For when it comes to taking the giant leap from college student to business owner, all while living in a foreign country, these students seem to have earned a well-deserved A for their effort. For Current State, this is Yan Jiewang.